gospel today is from the 20th chapter of John, beginning with verse 19. Glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening that day, the first day of the week, the doors of the house where the disciples had gathered were locked because of fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And when they saw that it was the Lord, they rejoiced. And again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12 disciples, was not there when Jesus came. So when the other disciples saw him, they said, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hand and put my finger in the mark of the nails, put my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, the disciples were gathered in the same house. And this time, Thomas was with them. And though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Here, take your finger and put it in my hand and see that it is I. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Then Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus said to him, "Is it that you believe because you have seen? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Now, there were many other signs that Jesus performed in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah and the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated and invite the children to head out for a word for children. Georgina's going to be reading today. There she is. They're going to be out in the comfy chairs there. The story is Night Song, and it's about Chiro the Bat. Gets you curious, doesn't it? And they'll also hear the story of Jesus and Thomas. Georgina seems excited. Grace and peace be to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. When I was growing up, I lived in Texas, and for a while there I was living in Houston during elementary school. And down in Texas, I know you have them up here too, but tornadoes are not an uncommon thing. So in school, we'd always have tornado drills, where we all go out into the hallway and we duck down and cover our heads. And for the most part, it was just a great break to the routine. But a few times, there were actually funnel clouds that were around, and the wind was kicking up, and it was very threatening. And in those moments, we were kind of huddled there, and I was in touch with, this is actually kind of scary. And it's interesting that as I was thinking today about the times where I've been huddled down and scared in my life, I actually had to go back that far. I have not lived a life where I've been hidden away somewhere and in touch with terror being around me. But I've heard stories of like the bombing in London during World War II, down in the tunnels and hearing the incessant bombing. And I can only imagine how terrifying that is to know that there are things to be afraid of and there is danger around. And I know that today, there are people that are huddled in their houses, huddled in buildings, hiding away. And either the sound of bombs or the sound of gunfire is going on, that there is fear around. In today's gospel, that is very much the sense of what the disciples were living in. They were gathered in a house. They were gathered together in a room behind locked doors because there were people that were out to get them. They had just witnessed the death of their Lord, their Savior, their Messiah, their Rabbi, their teacher, their master. And they knew that the religious authorities were out to squash this movement, this movement within Judaism. And they were not sure how far the Jewish authorities, the religious authorities, would go in order to make sure that Jesus was forgotten about. So they were there, huddled in the room, not only dealing with that fear, but also mourning the loss, grieving the loss of the one that they loved, the one that they'd followed, the one that they'd given their life to for the last 3 years. And into that room of fear, Jesus appeared and said, "Peace be with you." Into the midst of despair, hopelessness, fear, God showed up and said, "Peace be with you." I think today, as I was talking about not living in, having to kind of search pretty far in my life to find places where I was actually bordering on terrified or being scared, I did some more thinking about that. And on one hand, yeah, there aren't bombs falling around us. There's not gunfire all the time. We're not gathered in here because there are squads out there looking for Christians to try to find them and kill them. However, it seems like, as a society, we tend to be hunkered down in a sense of fear more than not. And it's in this perspective that with the digital age, with the increased communication going on, with the ability to, on the internet, find amazing information and talk to people all across the globe and hear their words and see videos, that we're constantly, in addition to being in touch with the goodness and that knowledge, there is an ever-present awareness of all the evil, all the bad, all the things going on in the world to be afraid of. So we see it on the internet, we hear it on the radio, we see it on the news. It seems like the news loves these. I mean, if there's an explosion, it shows up on the news. If there's a murder, it shows up on the news. And so we're bombarded with all these images and stories about all the things that are going wrong in the world. And I think in a sense, it keeps telling us, be afraid. There are dangerous people out there. There are people that are out to get you. And especially with the various terrorist attacks, beginning especially with 9/11, of course, the word that's been associated with that are Muslims. How very often people talk about Islam, how they're constituted to try to come and destroy us, that they are our enemies. Be afraid. Be afraid. And I say to you today, in the midst of this fear, may we allow Jesus to come and say, "Peace be with you." There was what I would say a rather remarkable event that happened last Sunday. As we were gathered here celebrating the Lord's resurrection, so also Christians all across the world were gathered to celebrate the Lord's resurrection. And at Knox United Church downtown, there were Christians gathered to celebrate that and Mayor Nenshi. Mayor Nenshi was invited to preach the Easter Sunday sermon at Knox United Church downtown. And I have a little audio clip of that. Let us listen.
Amen.
I think it's rather remarkable. A Muslim being invited to preach at a Christian service. A Muslim who claims one of our prayers that speaks so much to us. I think it reminds us that Christians aren't the only ones that are about peace. We're not the only ones that somehow God is using to bring about peace in the world, well-being, health, wholeness, connection with God. Now, I'm not saying at all that there aren't people out there that are misguided, that there aren't people out there who see us, however you want to define us, as their enemies. But I do know that when we give in to that fear, that what fear always creates are divisions. Because as soon as there's fear, you start identifying things as dangers or people's as dangers, as enemies, and you start separating and separating and separating. And if you carry it far enough, you get separated from everyone. Even the folks you love can be scary because they know how to hurt you. If you let that fear drive you, the only place left is to be alone. But into this fearful world, into this fearing world, God says, peace be with you. And what peace does is it connects, it brings together, it brings wholeness, it brings health, it brings relationship. At the heart of it is love. Yeah, there are things to be afraid of, but Jesus says, peace be with you. When we trust in that peace, when we take on the greatest commandment and the second to it, love your neighbor, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, and take the risk to really expand what neighbor means, then we are part of God's unifying action in the world, God's desire for peace amongst all peoples. And when we take that risk and start getting curious about who our friends in peace are, then we start discovering that they're not just Christian. There are some atheists out there that are about peace. There are some Muslims that are about peace, Hindus, whatever name you want to put to it. They are our partners in peace. Into a world of fear, into a room of fear, God appeared to those disciples and said, peace be with you. To us today, God says, peace be with you. Peace be with you in your home, in your work, on the road, wherever you go, with whoever you encounter. Peace be with you. Allow God to use you as an instrument of your peace. Amen.